Today's shiur is Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Ches on the base, two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan Shavuos HaDayonim. When we speak about the Shavuos that we've been discussing in our Mishnah, the Shavuos that the Torah mandates, for example, the Shavuos of Moed B'Mitzvos, Af Bihi B'Lashon Nemra, and it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. That's the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, that what the Gemara here is to come to teach us is that these shvuos have to be said in Lashon Kodesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches says b'shem Rabbeisav shem Ashbiim b'Lashon Kodesh. He says that his rebbe's taught him that we only make the shvuah b'Lashon Kodesh, and then he writes that. But if the dayanim make the person who has to say the shvua say it in any language that he knows, that's considered that the shvua was made properly. And then the Rambam continues, that's what our goinim taught us. But he says our rebbe's taught us that we should only make the shvua b'lashon kodesh, and he says ein roi lismach b'halara azu, that we should not rely on this psak. Even though he says the minhag has become that we always use lashon kodesh, tzarech. We have to inform the person who's making the shvuah until he understands it. V'af shvuos heses, which we're going to be discussing in Mitzvah Shem, which is a shvuah d'rabbanon, nagu kolam lashbiya oisei b'lashon ha-kodesh. The meaning is that we use lashon ha-kodesh. The Ratvaz explains that the reason why we use specifically lashon ha-kodesh is because lashon ha-kodesh has in it an inherent kedusha, and we want to access that inherent kedusha that Lashon Kodesh has. And then he continues that because Ami Oritz have a certain respect and have a certain fear for Lashon Kodesh, so that's why he says it's appropriate to use Lashon Kodesh, because that's going to be a language that they're going to be fearful to lie in. But everybody says, as much as the point is that we should use, as much as we just gave reasons to use Lashon Kodesh, they all seem to indicate that's what's most important, is that the person that is making the shvua should understand what he's saying. And Omrim Lo. And therefore, says the Gemara, when the person makes the shvuah, we inform him. Have you day shekol ha'olam kulay loynizdaza b'shoah she'omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu by Sinai, that the entire world trembled when Hakadosh Baruch Hu said in Har Sinai, "Leisis Hashem alkech l'shav kilayinak Hashem asheyish shmoi l'shav." How serious it is to make a false shvuah. Says so. The pshat is that the pasuk says that the word l'shav twice. One refers to shvuah sheker, and which means to say something which is untrue, and one refers to shvuah shav, which we've often discussed in our shiurim. The definition of a shvuah shav is saying a shvuah that something which is patently untrue. For example, saying something that's made out of wood that it's made out of gold. That, and the Chizkuni explains Pshat in the Pasuk, if you become accustomed to say Hashem's name in vain, even if it's in a situation where it's true, that could cause that you will start using his name in the improper fashion, and that will cause that the world will tremble. And the Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim explains, why did the world specifically tremble when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they said this of the Aseret HaDibros? Because As we've learned in our Masechta many times, a Shvuah is typically used with Hashem's name. And the world is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And if we use Hashem's name without proper purpose, we're destroying the entire existence of the world. Because by belittling the Shem Hashem, we're belittling the Shem Hashem, and by belittling the Shem Hashem, we put the entire world's existence in question. Says the Gemara of Kol Averis Shebatayra, when we speak about all the Averis in the Torah, Nemem Benakim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive those that do the Avera when they do tshuva. But here, when the Torah speaks about Shvua Sheker, Torah says, Ki lo yinaka Hashem Esa Sheyisa Shmai L'Shav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be forgiving. Shekol Avera Shebatayra, Nefram Mimenu, when somebody, Rechman Slam, does an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him. However, when we do the Avera of when somebody does Shvua Sheker, Mimenu Mishpachtai, not only is he suffer, but his family. With the words that you utter from your mouth, you could put your entire family into danger. Because Ein Basar al Kroivai, when the Pasuk says Basara, it means his relatives. Shenema, as we know what the Pasuk says, Ubasarcha al Tasalim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Kol Aver Shebatayr Nefram Menu Kan, from all the other Averis, if somebody does Avera, Neframimenu can, the person does the Avera, can, Neframimenu he's punished, and can, if somebody does this Avera, Chas V'Shal, Mimenu Mekol Olam Kulay, the entire world will suffer, Rachman Tzlan, Shnemar, Sheker, V'Kichesh, V'Gof, and none of parts of Dom Dom Nagu, the entire world will suffer. And as I saw that the Mefarshim explained, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he put a stone on the Tahaim from where everything could sprout, where the water could flood the world. And every time that water wants to rise, there's a stone with Hashem's name on it that causes that water to subside. But when Chas V'Shalom, somebody says Hashem's name in vain, makes a shvu in vain, the Shem Hashem that appears on that stone, the words on that stone fly away. And therefore, that stone no longer has the ability to control or prevent the world from drowning. And because of that, that's why the Gemara is saying that when we Chas V'Shalom say Hashem L'Shav, that's Hashem's name L'Shav, we put in danger the entire world's existence by saying Hashem's name. Veima, but ask the Gemara, this last pasuk that the Gemara just quoted that speaks so harshly about somebody who does something like this, doesn't only speak about the Avera Shvua Shav. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, who says that's the only Avera for which this punishment comes? Ask the Gemara, Ema Adav Lekula. Maybe this punishment is not given until one did all of these Averas. So the Gemara Lesaka Daitach, it doesn't make sense to say the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Kimnei Ola. Ola, as we've defined earlier in the Masechta, Ola means a false Shvua, and the Pasuk says, Kimnei Ola. Just because of Allah, says the Gemara, the entire world is put into danger. I saw another pshat in how to understand this Gemara from the Pnei Menachem. He says that the Gemara says that Tanai Hisna Kadosh Baruch Hu Masa Bereishis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu made a stipulation when he created the world. If people will keep the Torah at the Meskaimim, we will survive. But if we don't keep the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will destroy the entire world. So The Medrash says that means that the world was not firm, explains the Pnei Menachem, until Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves the Torah. And that means it was a form of a shvuah, it was a form of a commitment. When we show, he explains, that commitments are not serious, then what we're showing is that that commitment that we kept is also not serious, and that's what puts the entire world into danger. The Gemara continues with the Braisa. The Gemara said in the Braisa, the Braisa said, if somebody does one of the other Averis, Nefram and Menu, he's punished. And here, the entire world suffers. And therefore, the Braisa continues, the Pasuk says, Al-Ksiv, Al-Kain Tavel Aretz, V'umlo Kol Yosh Ve'Vah. The entire world suffers because of this terrible Averis. V'shal Shavesh B'Torah, Im Yesh Schus, if somebody who violates one of these three Averis, if the person who has any merits, Tayloi, they don't, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay, he waits, Shnayim V'Shalosh Toros, a number of generations. However, can, if somebody swears falsely, Nefromim and Ul'altar, the entire world, he gets punished immediately. Shnemar, Hatiseyanum Hashem Tzvokos, Ovoa Beis Aganav Beis Anishbe B'Shmi L'Sheker, V'Lona B'Soich Beisoi, V'Kaltoi V'Eitzu V'Savonav, everything will be destroyed. Says the Gemara, the word Hatiseya means La'alta, that immediately that punishment happens. Ovoa Beis Aganav Zaganav Das Abrius, who is that referring to? Is somebody who fools other people? Shailim Maman Eitzel Chaveroi, that somebody else doesn't owe you any money, but that he comes and claims that he does owe him money and he makes him swear, and that swear shvua is obviously a false shvua. It was a shvua that was taken in vain. There was no reason to have to make the shvua. That somebody who swears falsely is obviously punished. The pasuk says that the person who behaves this way will be completely obliterated. Normally, a house that's made out of bricks is not so easily destroyed. Here, and here too, the Mashah explains that the existence of the world is connected to the Shem Hashem. And since the existence of the world is so connected to the Shem Hashem, so explains the Mashah, that somebody who misuses the Shem Hashem loses the ability that the world should be able to continue to exist because of his abuse of the Shem Hashem. The Rebbeinu Yonah D'Shara Shuva explains that even though, as we speak about different averus in the Torah, we spoke about this much when we learned Masechta the Sanhedrin, there are different averus with different punishments. And typically, the punishment for an avera is an indication of the severity of the avera. So the halacha is that if somebody makes a false shvua, there's no chiv mises bezdin. Having said that, what happens when somebody makes a false shvua, what he's doing is he's creating a Chil Hashem. It's a creation of a Chil Hashem in the most fundamental way, because he's using Hashem's name in such an inappropriate manner. And as the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, that the biggest Avera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most concerned about is the Avera of Chil Hashem. Because there's such serious repercussions regarding Chil Hashem, that's why the Avera of Shvua Sheker comes with such a serious punishment. Im Omar, so if somebody is challenged to make a shvua, says Eini Nishba, I won't make the shvua. Poitin I say miyad, we immediately dismiss the case before he changes his mind and want to make a shvua. Vim Omar, but if a person who's obligated to make a shvua says Hareini Nishba, I'm going to make the shvua, says the Gemara, Ha'omer D'Misham, the Braisa says, those who stand there, Omer Zeh L'Zeh, say to each other, Surah No Mi'al O'Le Hanoshim Rishoyim Elu, get away from these type of people who are ready to make use, who make a shvua. Kushmashbinoi say, and when they make somebody make a shvua, they say Omerloi. They would tell them, have a yadeya, be aware, shloy al datcha anemashbinoi scha. We're not making you make a shvua. The shvua that you make is not the way you want to say it is, the way you want to interpret it. Eladas hamakim, it's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant the shvua to be. Valdas bezdin, and the way bezdin meant. Shekem etzina Moshe Rabbeinu, as we've learned already previously, by Moshe Rabbeinu Kishbiyas Yisrael, when he, by Arvas Moyev, when Moshe Rabbeinu made Klal Yisrael make the shvua, that they're going to keep the Torah, Amalahem, he made it very clear to them by saying, Du shloy al datchem ani mishbiya eschem, I'm not making you say the shvua in the way you understand to say it, Eladas ha-mokim v'aldati, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions were, shnema v'loy itchem levatchem. So our Gemara just taught us how serious and significant it is not to make a shvua. The Paiskim discuss how many people did everything to avoid, even if Bezdin, which is Man Hazeh, that the meaning of Bezdin anyway is that they don't force people to make a shvua, but the Rishonim already say how serious it is not to make a shvua. And therefore, even in cases where maybe the halacha tells us to make the shvua, we shouldn't. There's actually the Rishonim, the Ramban already say, the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha Tira, Vayis Asavad, Vishmoy Tishmeya, and the Gemara says, Yesh B'chol Kol Amidso Lolu. Only if you're an individual who's Hashem Elokecha Tira, Vayis Asavad, may you make a shvua. Someone else should not make a shvua, because only somebody who could be confident that he's on that level can and should make a shvua. And the Sefer Chassidim says in Simen Tuf Yud Ches, there was somebody who was, he speaks about somebody who was obligated to make a shvua, and the shvua they were supposed to make was not even to a Jewish individual, it was to somebody else. He says that even if it means that it'll cost you a lot of money, it's better, he says, to avoid making a shvua than to make a shvua that's even true. And the Chasam Sof in the Tshuvas, Kol Shemishpat Simen Tzadik, says that saying a shvua, even if it's a shvua which is true, he says, is considered an aveira. And that's why the halacha is that whenever there's a situation that Bezdin would require somebody to make a shvua, what Bezdin does is that they try to make a compromise, everything to avoid a shvua. And the Medrash indeed says the Chasam Sofer, the Beis Alofim Ayaris Hayol Yanei HaMelech, Yanei HaMelech owned 2,000 cities, the Kulam Nechrevu, and they were all destroyed, Alvayin Shvuas Emes, that they said the Emes. And then going back to what we mentioned before, the Pasuk B'Shmoy Tishaveya, he has a very interesting approach to that Pasuk. He says that when somebody is swearing truthfully, he won't get Malkus because he said the truth. But even if he said the truth, it's still considered an Aveira to make a Shvua. Moreover, the Sefer Knesset HaGdolah mentions that there are many days of the year that if one makes a shvua, and again, even if the shvua that is being said is a shvua that's true, that person will not survive the year. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Heir, Dalet Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Gimel and Chof Dalet Av, Zayin Elo, Yom Kippur, Gimel Mar Cheshvin, Beis and Yud Kislev, Dalet Tevis, Yud and Yud Bei Shvat, and Ches Adar. And he says that he doesn't even know why these days are so serious, but these are the days that are mentioned to that one should avoid making a shvua at all cost on those days. Here we see again how serious Chazal took this issue of making shvuas even in situation where it's true. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu made them make the shvua, he says kashiyeshna pa only elo oisro amim har Sinai. So we only know about those that were there at that time. Doris Haboim, the future generations, the Gerim Asim Lusgai, or Gerim who will be joining, Gerim who will be joining Klal Yisrael, Menayin, that Moshe Rabbeinu Shvua applied to them as well. Tamalim Veshenenopa, Ainli Ella Mitzvah Shekibaleim Har Sinai. So this would only teach us the mitzvahs that we accepted at Har Sinai. However, mitzvahs Hasidus Laschadish, the mitzvahs that will come to Klal Yisrael in future generations, could go in Mikra Megillah Menayin, like the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, which wasn't in place at that time. How do we know that the bris that Moshe Rabbeinu made at that time applies to them as well? Tamalayim, the pasuk says, Kimu v'kiblu, Kimu mashikil v'kvar, the pasuk says in the Megillah, and what the pasuk means to say, at that time, the Kimu, they took upon themselves that even those mitzvahs, which will come on later, will also be accepted. So I saw that the Sefer of Yedaber Moshe indicates why from all the mitzvahs does the Torah focus on that the mitzvahs that Rabbanan instituted, does the Torah specifically focus on the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? So he says a very nice pshat. The Torah says when it comes to us fulfilling what the Rabbanan say, it's a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, "Loi sasur menadava shigidulcha yomina small." We have to follow whatever the Chazal say. But he says there are two types of the Rabbanans. One type of the Rabbanan is the Rabbanan that is here as a takana to protect us from violating an issa d'oraisa. And then there are the Rabbanans that the purpose of those derabbanans are not necessarily to protect us from violating a deraisa, but the purpose of those derabbanans is that to protect new rules. So we would think that where is there such an important consideration of keeping the derabbanans, that is in a case where it's a derabbanan which is here to protect the deraisa, that we should do that the Rabbanan instituted a rule to prevent us from violating an issa deraisa. But in a case where the purpose of the Rabbanan is an entirely new halacha, maybe over there it's not the same, teaches us the pasuk that even Mikra Megillah, which is an example of a derabbanan that's not here to protect the deraisa, but rather it's a derabbanan that's here just to make a new halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu made them swear they're going to keep it. Says the Gemara, we started the shiur today with the words af hi b'loshen nemra, that even when we speak about shvua, the Mishnah says af. What does that mean? Ketanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Sech Tesoit Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, Eilu Nemarim B'choloshen. The following things could be said in any language. Vidu Pasha Soita, the Pasha Soita, if a woman was accused by a husband after Kinu Vestira that she had an improper relationship. Vidu Maisa, in the fourth and the seventh year, the Torah says that anybody who has warehoused any Trumas and Maestris, the halach is they have to be distributed properly. And at that point, they say, Vidu Maisa, as the Pasuk says, Krishma, the three parashas of Krishma, that we have to say today, every day, Tefillah, Davening Shemone Esrei, Birchas Hamazon, Shvuos HaEdus, what we're speaking about here, and our Masechta, that if Edom are approached, that you know testimony on our behalf, and they falsely swear that they don't, Shvuos HaBekodim, what we're speaking about in our Masechta, that if somebody's approached, that he's holding somebody else's asset, and again, he falsely swears that he's not. The Kamenami, and now, the Tan of the Brisa says, Shvus HaDayonim, also, the B'losh Nemra, that it should be said in that language. So here, our Gemara said that the tefillah could be said in any language. So one point that the Pesukim make is that there's a difference when you're davening b'tzibur or you're davening b'yechidus. When one is davening alone, so he needs much more help for his tefillah to be accepted, and therefore we should only daven then Lashon Kodesh. But the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Katan Yud Gimel says that even when one is davening tefillah b'tzibur, mitzvah min amufcha sheyispalu davka b'lashon kodesh, that you should only daven b'lashon kodesh. Moreover, the Chasam Sofer says that even if we're davening in another language, it's only bakroy. It's not something that we should be doing on a regular basis. And on a regular basis, we should always daven b'lashon kodesh. Moreover, says the Bi'ah Halacha, besides that the Bi'ah Halacha goes into great length there, the very masculine Yochel, in explaining the advantages of davening Lashon HaKodesh, the Nusach HaTfilah, which was composed by 120 Zakenim, was made in Lashon HaKodesh, and there's incredible power in those words. He says, whereas if somebody davens in Lashon HaKodesh and he doesn't understand what he's saying, he still has fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah. But when it comes to other languages, one could only fulfill the mitzvah if he understands those languages. Amar, continues the Gemara, Amar Mlai, we said earlier in the shir that when somebody makes a shvua, when somebody's about to make a shvua, the dayanim tell him, "Have you day shekol olam kulo in this daza, that the entire world trembled, b'shosh amar kodesh baruch hu l'sisa shem elkech l'shav, my tama, what's the reason that it's so significant, if we're going to say, Elaim b'shem des yab sinai, because this was said in Har Sinai, so ask the Gemara, as the Debra is nami yab, all of the Saras of Debra was said on Har Sinai, Ela b'shem de chamira, this Avera is so serious, Umi chamira, ask the Gemara, is this more serious than any other Averas, for Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Elon Kalis, which are considered the Averas that are not so serious, meaning that tshuva alone will forgive us in those averus. Asay v'lois asay. If one violates chas v'shalom mitzvah asay, or mitzvah slois asay, that doesn't carry with it a punishment of karas v'mises bezdin. Chutz m'lois sisa. That even though, as we mentioned earlier, the averof swearing falsely doesn't carry with it a punishment of karas v'mises bezdin, still, tshuva itself doesn't have the ability to be mechaper in it. Chamuris, what is considered a serious avera, the tshuva alone can't forgive it. Krisus amisus bezdin, any avera that comes with a punishment of karus amisus bezdin, and furthermore, leisisa is included with them. And why? So if that's the case, leisisa asked the Gemara, yes, it's a serious avera, but it's part of all the other averas that are like Karas and Mises Bezdin. Why is the Gemara, asked the Gemara, singling, why are Chazal and the Brisa singling it out? El Kriktani Tami says, the Gemara, the Brisa itself says, Kol Aver Shibatayra, regarding all the other averas, Nemba Membenake, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive them, the Kan, when it comes to this avera, the Torah says, Lo Yenaka. Ask the Gemara about Kol Aver Shibatayra, Nemba Membenake, does it true that that's the status about all other averus that Hashem, the pasuk says that doesn't say that Hashem won't forgive them? The ksiv, doesn't the pasuk say v'naka lo yinaka, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive for these other averus also? Answers the Gemara, who that pasuk is needed to teach us l'chad Rebbe Elazar. The Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, Yevshel Omer, that we can't say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu always is v'naka, that Kadosh Baruch Hu always forgives the averus. Shrei kva nema lo yinaka. The pasuk clearly says lo yinaka. On the other hand, yashalayma lo yinaka, we can't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive. Shrei kva nema does say v'naka. Haketzad said, how is this reconciled? Menaka hu l'shavim, somebody who does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. V'ena menaka l'shein l'shavim, somebody does no tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget. Again, the Rishonim and the Gemara Masech, the Yuma, discuss by some averus that even though tshuva is mechaper, you still also need to have yisurim. But here, when
We speak about this Avera, as our Gemara has been telling us, the entire world trembled, and this Avera is treated, the Avera of Shvu'a Shek is treated so much more harshly. She says the Gemara, Kol Avera Shvatar in the From and Menu, by all Averas, if somebody commits Avera Chas V'Shalom, he is punished. V'kan Mimenu Mishpachta, here, his entire family suffers. Asked the Gemara, Kol Avera Shvatar Mishpachta Loi, is that true by all other Averas, the entire family doesn't suffer? V'ksiva Samta Anis Pane B'Shahu B'Mishpachta, the Pasuk says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will pay, make the entire family suffer. V'tanya, and the Bryce explains, if an individual did an Avera, why should his family be punished? Rather to teach us, in those days they used to have tax collectors. There's nothing wrong with paying taxes. We're obligated to pay taxes. But the way those tax collectors operated is that they chose and they decided who should pay what. And of course, they would typically choose that the Jews should have to pay more taxes than everyone else. And even amongst the Jews, that they weren't fair and consistent. So the Gemara says, so that was considered a person who does an Avera. And the Gemara says, she'en lecha mishpacha she'esh bei muchas, she'en kula muchsin. The entire family is like him. And similarly, yesh ba'listin, if there's a family that hasn't it abandons, Shankula Nixon. Why? They're not doing anything wrong. Because says the Gemara, because Shemachapinalov. And it's very interesting. The Pasuk, when it says the word Mishpachtoi, that the Gemara just quoted, the Targum Unkelus says on the word Mishpachtoi, Sadohi. The definition of Sadohi is that they help him. I think what the definition really means is that they are enablers, and because they enable him to do the Avera, that's why they're punished. Another pshat that I saw is that they are melamed zchus on him. They always try to come up with a reason why he's not doing something so bad. But we see from here that Shua Sheker is no different than all the other Averas that the entire family suffers. Says the Gemara, yes, we're learning that the entire family gets punished, but they don't get punished to the same degree and level as the individual who actually did the Avera. Hacha, but the Avera Shvu'a Sheker, not only is the entire family punished, but they actually punish Bedini the day, the same punishment as the one that made the Shvu'a Sheker. Kiritanya, as the Bryce says, Rabbi Oimer, V'chrati Oisoi, Ma Tam Elayim L'fisha Namar, because the pasuk says v'samta enis pane b'ishahu mishpachtoi yochel kam mishpacha kula b'kares, that if somebody rachman slan did an avera for which there's kares, the whole family will get kares. Tamalayma says the pasuk oisai. From that we learn oisai b'kares, the individual who did the avera gets kares. V'loy kal mishpacha kula b'kares, the rest of the family, even if they're punished, they don't get kares. V'kol avera shavatayrup, all other Averis, continues the Braisa, Nefra Mimenu, the person who does the Averis is punished, can Mimenu Mikolayim Kuloi, the entire world suffers because of this person. V'chol Averis Shavetayr Kolayim Loi, ask the Gemara, is that true, that way other Averis, only the person who did the Avera suffers, not everyone else, V'ksiv, but ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, in the Teichacha, in Parshas B'chukaisai, when we learn from Ish Bavayin Achiv that one person will suffer because somebody else's sin. From here we learn that we're all responsible one for the other. So why are we again singling out this Avera? Answers the Gemara Hasam, the Pasuk that says that other people are punished for the Avera of an individual is B'yesh B'yadim Limchais. It's in a case where they could have stopped him from doing the Avera. So if they didn't stop him from doing the Avera, that's when they're punished. V'loi Micha. Here, even if that's not the case, says the Gemara further in identifying these different punishments. It says the Gemara, Ma'ika ben Rishoyim de Mishpachtoi. What's the difference between the Rishoyim of the family, who of the person who did this Avera, that they didn't stop him from doing the Avera, L'Rishoyim D'Alma, because now we're saying the entire world suffers. And furthermore, asked the Gemara, Bein Tzadikim the Mishpachtoi, is there any difference in treatment between the Tzadikim of his family, L'Tzadikim D'Alma, or the Tzadikim who aren't from the family? Says the Gemara, who, B'Shar Averis, the person who did the Avera, besides Shvu Sheker, B'Dinei, gets whatever punishment the Torah says he will get, Rishayim the Mishpacha, and the Rishayim of his family who did not stop him and did not from doing the Avera will be punished but didn't come with a serious punishment. Rishayim the Alma and other people in the world who are Rishayim but they're not members of the family of the person who did the Avera will get the Nakal, will get a less serious punishment. Tzadika the Hachva Hacha, Tzadikim of his family and the rest of the world who had absolutely no connection and no ability to stop him from doing the Avera, a Ptiri, are completely absolved. By Shvu Sheker, who, the person who did the Avera, who Rishayim the Mishpacha and the Rishayim from his family, Kedine get the punishment that the Torah identifies, Rishayim the Alma and Rishayim of the world, even though they're not members of his family, but as we've been learning, since this is such a serious Avera, get punished with a Din Chomer, but again, here the tzaddikim in the world, when it comes to the serious avera of Shvu Sheker, get punished, but kal, not such a serious avera. So here we're learning the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Lezeh Lezeh. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the word Arevim, the root of the word Arevim is Lis Arev, to get combined. Kol Yisrael Arevim Lezeh Lezeh, because all of our neshamas are betaruvis. All of Klal Yisrael's neshamas are really come from one spot. So that's why when one person does Avera, Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zeh Lezeh, we are responsible because we really, all of Klal Yisrael are one for the other. Another pshat that I saw in understanding this concept is because the Gemara says that somebody who's in prison doesn't have the ability to get himself out. You need others to help that individual. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh, that we have to do for you because you can't sometimes do for yourself. The pasuk says, "Atem Netzom Hayom Kochem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." We all have to be kolchem. All have to be. We all have to be connected. We're all connected as we stand in front of Hashem. And because we are all connected as we stand before Hashem, that's the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh. And I saw that most interestingly, that parasha of Netzavim, we know is always read during the time of the Yom Ha'Ra'im to teach us that as we approach the Yom HaNoraim and we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachmanis on Klal Yisrael, the only way we could have that is with Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh. And as I saw that the Rav Dushinsky explains, why is that? So he explains because Klal Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh is a wonderful demonstration of Achdus on Klal Yisrael. When Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lezeh, when we all have that achdus and we all feel responsible one for each other, that's when we could come to Yom Neroim and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hear at Tfilas. The halacha is that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, when they discuss who is qualified for somebody to be about Tfilah, particularly on the Yom Neroim, it should be an individual whose family are not people who do Avera. And of course the question is, we can very well understand why a person who does Averis should not be an individual who's chosen to be about Tfilah. But why is the entire family have to have that qualification? But now we see the reason. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe in the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yoel explains it this way. We've been learning in the Gemara over and over, why is the halacha that if somebody does an Aveira, that is not only he punished, but the entire family is punished. And the reason is, as we've been learning, because the entire family, what typically happens is, the members of the family try to cover up for the person who did the Aveira. And therefore, the family who covered up for the person who did the Aveira, that individual can't be about tefillah. How could you be about tefillah if you're an individual who tries to cover for other people who do Aveira? I saw that a very interesting explanation from the Sefer Siach Yitzchak. The day that a boy, Baruch Hashem, becomes a bar mitzvah is certainly a yontif for that boy. And it's a yontif for his family, and it's a yontif for the entire community who's sitting there. So why is the minig, why is the halacha that on the day of a bar mitzvah, we say tachnun? Shouldn't that be considered like a day of a yontif, and tachnun should not be said? So he explains, because what happens when a boy becomes a mitzvah? When a boy becomes a mitzvah, it's Kol Yisrael, a Revim, Zeh L'Zeh. We all become connected to each other. Because we all become connected to each other, so therefore, that bar mitzvah boy is bringing upon us another level of responsibility that wasn't here previously. And because of that, because of that level of responsibility that we are now going to carry, it's not a yontif. And that's why we say tachnun. So we learned in the Braisa that if the person who's obligated to say a shvuah says imama eini nishba, he declines to swear. To swear patron is a miyad, we dismiss him immediately. However, if imama, if he says hareini nishba, I am going to swear. Haim nisham aim zeh lezeh, surah name al ar nosham reshaim aleil. Says the Gemara Bishlam Ahudu kamishtav b'surah. We could understand this in a situation where somebody is saying a false shvuah, why we want to distance ourselves. But if somebody who is making him make the shvuah, amai, why is he called the Rasha? What did he do? Says the Gemara, Kretanya, as the Braisa teaches us, of Shimon ben Tarf and Omer, shvuah Hashem tiyeh ben shneim, melamed shechala shvuah al shneim. When somebody makes somebody else swear, so not only is the person that swore responsible, but even the other people, the people who make him swear, as we're learning in our Gemara, causing somebody to make a shvua is something that we want to avoid. We furthermore learned in the Braisa, Kishem Ashbin Aysoi, when we make somebody swear, we say, Havidei Shloya Datcha. The shvua is not going to be according to your intention, but rather according to Bezin's intention. Asking Mar Lomer Lelamei Mahachi, why was it needed? What the point of this? Says the Gemara, the point of this is Mishum Kaya the Rava. We had the Gemara previously, Gemara Masech, the Dorim, where somebody brought somebody to Bezdin, and the person who was brought to Bezdin to swear that he owes somebody else money was did a terrible trick. He had a hollow stick, and he put money in that stick, and he asked the person to whom he's supposed to swear that he should hold the stick while he's making the shvuah. And he said, I swear that I gave you the money, which was true, because he gave him the stick that had the money in it. And the person got so upset that he threw the stick, and it broke, and the money came out. So we see from here that sometimes these kind of tricks can be done, and that's why the need to say this statement. We learned in the Mishnah Taina, we learned in the Mishnah Halacha of Moedim Mixer. So the Mishnah says, Taina, what is the amount of the claim that we have this entire where there's going to be a Shvua Moedim Mixer? It has to be Shtei Kesef. So the Gemara has a big Machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, what does that mean? Amar Rav, what it means is Kfiris Taina, that the kfira the fact that he's saying that's not true has to be shtei kesef, that he has to admit that he owes a pruta, and if he admits that he owes a pruta, there has to be the claim has to be for two more kesef and a pruta. So in order that if he claims that I owe you still a pruta, there's still two kesef of a claim on the table. The claim has to be two kesef. But feel like kafa el bepruta. If we start with shtei kesef and this person disagrees about a pruta, or he only agrees to a pruta, and the kfir itself does not have to have shtei kesef chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, as we learn this machlokes, daikem asnisik avasei the Rav, the Mishnah seems to support Rav's understanding, the krok avasei the Shmuel, and the pasuk supports Shmuel's understanding. It says the Gemara, daikem asnisik avasei the Rav, the Ketani, the Mishnah says, hatanish dei kesef vaydosh avapruta, vila kfir is taina pruta like tani. The Mishnah doesn't say how much the denial has to be. If the Mishnah was holding like Shmuel, that as long as you deny a pruta, that's satisfactory, then the Mishnah should have said a kfir of a pruta, just like it says the idos in a pruta. According to Rav, the wording of the Mishnah means that the taina, which means the denial, has to be shtei kesef, and the admission has to be a pruta. So like that, the minimal claim was two kesef and a pruta. The way Shmuel says the Ritva is going to explain the Mishnah is just giving us an example. But Tana Nami, and says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Metzia seems to support Rav. The Mishnah says, Haidah, the mount that he admits to is a pruta, filik furira, but when it speaks to the mount of the denial, there the Mishnah Masechta Metzia, dafnun heyam and aleph, bepruta like tani, seemingly that the denial has to be shtei kesef. On the other hand, says the Gemara, the cry of Asay the Shmuel. The psukim seem to indicate like Shmuel. The ksiv, the Torah speaks about somebody who's being asked to watch something else, and when he denies having it, that's the example where the Torah says the halacha of moed v'miksas. And the wording of the pasuk is kiitni ishal rei kesef kelim lishmar ma kelim. When we speak about kelim shnayim, so the Gemara, the Brice is the pasuk presumably saying kesef is shtayim ma kesef dava choshev. When we speak about kesef, we're speaking about an amount which is a significant amount af kol dava choshev. The pasuk is teaching us that as long as the claim is for a significant amount, that's what the Torah says. As long as there's an amount which is a significant claim, that's where the Torah says we make a shvuah moed v'miksas. Ask the Gemara v'Rav, what would Rav will do with that pasuk? Habayle, to teach us another halacha, loydav v'miksas ataina, that as we learned extensively in the Mishnah, that you have to have an admission which is connected to the claim. V'shmul, k'siv hu, v'ksiv zeh. In kafah b'miksas v'oidah b'miksas chayiv, he's able to learn both of these halachas from that pasuk. Rav, and Rav says one chad, one pasuk is coming, one word is coming to teach oidah b'miksas ataina. The chad that it has to be a partial admission to be chayiv. The chad oidah b'mina ataina, that it has to be, as we learned, if your claim was against me was wheat, and I admitted to barley, that's not moed v'miksas. Says the Gemara v'Shmuel, where will he learn this new halacha about it has to be haydah m'min ha'tayna, lam m'mel shemayet lein. Says the Gemara, says Shmuel, that's understood. Dim chas le'tayna. The denial has nothing to do with the claim, then it's simply not a moed v'miksas. Elam merchalav kesef. The Torah says the word kesef ki asu mikar l'kfir dasa. That's coming to teach us how much of a denial must you have. Dim kain, because if the Torah is just coming to teach us not how much of a denial, but it's coming to teach us, as Shmuel says, how much of a claim. Lichter Rachmana Kitan Ishalre Kalim Lishmar Vanamina, and from that we'll learn Ma Kalim Shnayim Af Kol Shnayim Kesef de Rachmana Lomeli. What did the Torah use the word Kesef? Imena Inya Latina. It's not going to tell us how much the original claim was for. It's here to teach us to Ni Inya Lakfira how much the denial is for. Vishmul Amaloch. How will Shmuel respond? Ikos Rachmana Kalim. Lekos of Kesef have a mina ma kalim shnayim. When we speak about kalim, it must be two, because kalim is lashon rabim, and since the lashon rabim, it must mean two. Af kol shnayim, avo dava chashva. As long as it's two, it doesn't have to be something significant. Kamash malon, that besides that it has to be that when besides that it has to be two, it has to be something chashiv. But it's not here to tell us. That's talking about the original claim, but it's not teaching us anything about the denial. And there's no minimum amount for the denial. Even the denial, says Shmuel, was for a pruta, it's going to be considered an act of a maidah b'mitzvah.